Hi, and welcome to the Standout Online Business Show. Today I'm joined by an amazing guest, Vytautas Ovalavičius. He's an entrepreneur and a mindset coach, and he's going to be sharing with us some of the things that make a top business person, the things you need to know. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me here.
Excellent. So the word entrepreneur is something that is bandied around a lot. You know, what does it mean to you? What is an entrepreneur?
Oh, it's freedom, I would say, because you can create things that help other people and it gives value to them and it gives freedom for yourself. It gives you freedom to build the lifestyle you want and live your dreams. That's what it is, entrepreneurship for me.
Most of the entrepreneurs I know, that's not how they're experiencing things right now. I think that's the dream, right? So why do you think, but most of the entrepreneurs I know, they're struggling, they're working 60, 70, 80 hours a week building this business and they're trapped. Have you seen that with the people you work with?
Yeah, I've seen it with my friends and some other people. But this is most likely that they have started traditional business. And I don't know if you heard this, but like 90% of traditional businesses go bust in first 5 years.
Yeah, I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, so this is a huge risk, and that's why people work so hard when there are some other ways when you can work smart instead of hard.
Okay.
And build that business much quicker.
Yeah, when 90% of businesses fail in the first 5 years, I've heard that too, yeah. And why is that? Why do so many businesses fail?
Well, I would say that they don't have a proper business model. Like, I've learned this business success triangle, where one side you have to have a product or service to offer for your clients. Then the other side you have human resources, finance, and systems. That those humans that you employ would run the systems, that business would be automized when you go away on holiday, because most people, when they go away, their business start getting stuck and they don't manage to generate revenue. And the third part of business success is marketing and sales. And most entrepreneurs are really scared to do selling part or how to do the marketing creatively. Because marketing is just a creative way to deliver your product or service to the end consumer or the user of the service.
I see a lot of entrepreneurs, especially when they're first starting out, they really struggle because they try and do everything. Like you have to build everything from scratch. And they just, you know, the learning marketing, learning sales, learning all these things, it's just so much, right?
Yeah.
So what advice do you have for someone who's starting out in business? Or maybe they're thinking of starting a business, maybe they haven't taken the leap yet.
I would say, be careful who do you listen to.
Okay.
Because let's say, if I choose to listen to those people who haven't ever had any business experience, they never bought anything with an intention to sell to gain a profit out of it. So I will end up believing what they're saying to me. And if they say that this isn't for you, you ain't gonna make it, you're not good enough, I will believe their story and their story become my story. And that's why I fail. But if you choose to believe those people who are already in the position that you want to go, and you will follow their advice instead of those people who never made any profits and they have no business experience, you are most likely to end up maybe not at the position they are, but at least close to it. So if your business ain't gonna be successful as Richard Branson's, you might end up owning couple of companies, not like 500, if you know what
just
I mean.
Just a few yachts.
Yeah.
Sounds okay too.
Just a few yachts and one island somewhere in the Caribbean.
Sounds like a good plan to me. I know you help a lot of people start their own businesses and get to that point of freedom. That's a big passion of yours, right?
Yeah.
Why are you so inspired about doing that?
Because if I can help other people to achieve and live their dreams, I can live my dream and I can achieve whatever I want. Like, I think Ziglar said that. If you help enough people to achieve what they want, you will be able to achieve whatever you want.
Yeah.
That's why I do this.
Absolutely. So tell me a bit more, because I know you help all sorts of different people from all walks of life, but who is your ideal person that you help start a business? Do you know what their profile is? What do they look like? What are their struggles at the moment?
Oh yeah, so I would say that people are already open for it, because lots of people are saying that, oh, I would like to own my own business, I would like to run a company or do this and that. But when it comes to the action part, they start finding excuses. Mm. So the perfect client for me, I would say, would be the person that are ready to change something in their life, that they would be willing to let go of something, or just to put it aside, like your favorite TV show or something. Just put it aside. You can review it a month later or so. Just put some effort into building your business. Mm. Yeah, so those who are already willing to work, they are open to start something new, and they are open to learn, because this is the most important. If you're not coachable, if you're not willing to learn new things and implement them in your life, you ain't gonna make it. Mm. That's the description of insanity said by Albert Einstein. Mm. If you keep repeating the same things, hoping for different results, you are insane.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's really interesting what you say about people needing to be coachable, because I see this all the time. How important do you think having the right mindset is to become successful as an entrepreneur?
Oh, I would say mindset is like 95% of your success. Some people say that is 80%, they apply this 80-20 rule. But I've heard one person saying the mindset is like 99.5%. There's only 0.5% action, and the rest brings you success. Mm. Yeah, having the right mindset is really, really important. And I teach people that your mindset is not really yours, if you know what I mean. Because when you come to this life, you are like a blank sheet of paper, and you are ready to learn. And those kids who come to this planet, they are born ready to learn. And they develop their personality, their skills, and most of their attributes of their future life by the age of 5 or 6. So before they go to school, they already have their mindset formed. And how do they do that? It's just an influence of the environment we grow up. So let's say if my parents, they never had any business experience, they never had any brothers or sisters, any family members who had any business, and they were telling me that business people are bad, business people are scammers, or they just looking how to rip off people and that's how they get rich. Mm. But what I've learned in few last years, that the most successful entrepreneurs, they're focused on solving problems. The bigger problem you solve, the better reward you get. That's how they get richer and richer, not just by stealing from the poor people. You know what I mean? Mm. And yeah, so mindset is formed by the environment we grow up. And it's formed and reformed and reshaped over and over again. We go to school, our mindset is shaped again by the pupils in our class, by the teachers, because every different teacher, they have their own mindset, and they try to implement their truth and beliefs on you and the rest of the class. And then you go to university or college, and it happens again. The next generation of teachers and lecturers and new information, and then you go media and internet and all the people surrounding you at your workplace when you leave the college and university. So your mindset, your perception of this reality is not yours.
Yeah.
It is formed by other people.
So in a business perspective then, how do you break out of all of that? How do you start coming up with your own values and mindset? How do you do that? What's the first step?
Well, I would say it again. Choose carefully who do you listen to. So you have to find those people who are already there where you want to go. Check their values. It might be not the same as yours. Check what they do on daily basis. Mm-hmm. Check what their rituals are. Because most of the successful people around the world, they have their morning rituals or their daily routines that they follow every single day in order to keep their energy high, in order to find the solutions for the problems they face during the days. So just find those people who you would like to follow and who you would like to get advice from.
What kind of entrepreneurs do you look up to? Who is it that really inspires you?
Oh, so Sir Richard Branson. Not entrepreneur, but I really love Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Nice.
He's like super cool person. Came from nothing all the way to the governor of California.
Yeah.
And I really love Robert Kiyosaki. I love his book, and that book shaped my mindset about business and all the people.
Do you want to tell the people what that book is for anyone who's not?
Oh yeah, so if you haven't read, read the book called Rich Dad Poor Dad, and then follow up with the cash flow quadrants, because that's the sequence it should go. But I read it the other way around, but it really made a big impact on me. So you have to read those books if you haven't read it yet.
Amazing. I know a lot of people who are watching, they're going to have listened to what you said before about needing a strong business model. Now, there's so many different types of businesses that you can start. How do you even begin to decide what kind of business you want?
I would say it depends on what drives you, what passions you got. I mean, if you like extreme sports and you're going to sell wedding dresses, it won't click with you. You ain't going to be passionate about that unless you're enjoying doing extreme sports dressed up in a wedding dress.
Could be nice.
Yeah, but otherwise, you have to find that drives you, and that thing has to solve people's problems. Because otherwise, if you got super amazing product or service, but it won't solve lots of problems, you ain't going to be really successful. Mm.
Something I see with people I work with, especially around mindset, they're worried about starting a business because of the investment. Mm. And I always say to them that it's a mindset thing. You're a mindset coach, right? So what do you say to someone who doesn't understand the value of investing?
Because of some fears probably in your subconscious mind, you are not willing to take the risk. Because there is risk in starting a business. We already discussed that. 90% of risk if you're going to start traditional business. If you're scared about that, just find some easier solution. Like, there is so many different business models. I've heard that people started an online project and they became millionaires overnight, but the process before that took a few months and they start with nothing. Mm. So you have to find that, you have to do your research, you have to be willing to learn something new, like I said before. Just don't get trapped in the fear, because fear is really powerful. We ain't gonna get rid of it totally, but you can dance with the fear, you can employ fear into your business ventures, and you can overcome it by doing little steps every day. Mm-hmm. Start a traditional business, it costs a lot of money these days. But there is better ways. There is other business models that doesn't require that much money, and there is no risk of going bust in first 5 years. There are lots of different ways to start your own business. Just do the research.
Okay, what kind of businesses would you recommend then? 'Cause I know you do a number of different things. So just for people who are watching, what suggestions would you have for them?
Okay, so I would say the easiest and the best business model that teaches people the basics of entrepreneurship is network marketing. Mm. I know that lots of people are scared of this combination of two words and they go really crazy when they hear that. But like I said, who do you listen to? Mm. Did you get this idea from your grandma, who was pitched by some, I don't know if we're allowed to swear in here, but some asshole like who just wanted to get your money and sign you up? Or did you hear that from most successful leaders around the world? Mm. It happened the same. I got network marketing business myself. And my parents, when I pitched them on this, they told me, it won't work, it's not for you, this business is a scam, you're gonna lose money, and things like that. I didn't listen to them, I always had an open mind, I always knew that there is something bigger there, and I can't trust people around me on things that they have no experience at. Mm-hmm. And when I did the research myself, I've discovered that Bill Gates, the CEO of Microsoft, Sir Richard Branson, the CEO of Virgin Empire, Even Donald Trump, the new USA president, Tony Robbins, number one business coach around the world, all of these people say the same thing. Network marketing is the best business model out there in the market right now.
Yeah. That's what I teach. I teach entrepreneurship, having your own business, it's all about your network. Yeah. But most people, and most entrepreneurs, they have this network and they don't really utilize it. Now, I'm a fan of network marketing. I think it's a great business model. I think there's been some companies that have given it a bad name in the past, and that's what you're talking about, right? People just bring that up. But as a model, it's very, very powerful. It just takes that network that every entrepreneur has and actually makes use of it, whereas most business owners, they don't do anything with their network, right?
Yeah, exactly. And one thing that I've discovered a couple of months ago, just this idea came to me. Like, an example, you went to the restaurant somewhere and you enjoyed the lunch or dinner and the environment and the service you had. So will you share this with your friends or family when you see them?
Yeah, of course.
Of course you will, because you liked it. But did you get paid for sending your family there when they go to this business?
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. And these recommendations, do you know how these are called in business world? The recommended, the personal recommendation, word of mouth recommendation, we do on every day. Mm. So I've discovered that these recommendations in business world are called marketing. Simple. They are relying on word of mouth recommendation. I mean, saying by saying they, the business owners, rely on word of mouth recommendation much more than any other marketing strategy, because it works probably 95% out of 100. It's really reliable, because if we are good friends, and I'll tell you, you have to go there because there's really nice service, really good food, more or less you're gonna go there. And I can get paid when I do this using network marketing model.
I find with a lot of people I've spoken to around this, they're very happy to go to a big chain, a big store, and spend money with them. But then when your friend makes a recommendation to you, they're more skeptical. If it's from a network marketing company, why do you think it is, and how can we shatter that? Because for me, if my friend recommends something, I believe in them. So how can we kind of reframe that? What do you suggest for people?
I think that attitude comes from years before. Like, they created stigma. Like I said, they come to people that pitch them on business opportunity. They sign them up and they leave them. No further training, no further education, nothing. What I do with new people, instead of trying to pitch them on that amazing service I got or the products I can solve their problem with, I try to educate them on the industry itself. First of all, I tell them, would you like to have a share of $180+ billion industry? This is amazing, right? You can get share of that much. Like, movie industry makes around $60 billion a year probably, so that's 3 times movie industry. And I try to educate them why it is much better to start your network marketing business than starting your traditional business. There is no risk with some of those companies at all. No risk. And you can get your money back in few months. Sometimes people get it back in less than 1 month, and they create amazing lifestyle. They create these careers within those companies that would take them like 5 years while building their traditional business. I have a friend who started his business, and only after 3 years, he told me that I just broke even and I'm now starting to make some profits.
Yeah.
After 3 years working hard, it's just crazy.
It is, and it's quite an old mindset as well, that, you know, you have to get a shop and you have to get you have to invest loads of money and buy all your stock, and that's just not the case anymore. With the internet now, you don't need any of that stuff. You're gonna start a business straight away.
Yeah,
with true. Very little investment.
True.
Yeah, I think anyone who's saving up money to start their business, they just got the wrong business plan.
Oh yeah. Saving to start the business, how long are you gonna do that saving for? 20, 30 years until you go to the retirement age? You have to be creative. You have to be resourceful to get that money now, start the business, and then you figure out how to scale the business, how to make it profitable. That's what Richard Branson says. If you got an amazing opportunity in front of you, but you're not sure you're gonna make it, just say yes, join it. Just do it right now. You're gonna figure out later how you're gonna do it. Just say yes and start. Do something now, you figure out later.
So, I love Richard Branson, he's amazing. So for people who are watching, then if they're interested in this, how do you pick the right network marketing company? Because there's so many of them out there now. How do you pick one that aligns with you?
Well, again, passion. What do you like? Because there's more than 10,000 different companies around the world you can choose from, because more or less most of them are not fixed in one country or few countries, and you can do them internationally, globally, almost in every single country around the world. Just find the products or services that drives you. And yeah, take it from there. Seek for the leaders who's already in position where you want to go. Ask them how they made it, how they became the people they are right now, and ask them to show you. I've heard amazing stories that people who were no one just reached out to the leaders who's amazing speakers, business people, and they just asked them, how did you do it? And they wait for a response. And those people are really amazing. That my parents and people who told me that successful people, business people, they are bad, they are, greedy, and they want your money and they don't want to help you, they were wrong. Most of those people who are successful, they're helping much more people than they are trying to sell their business, their opportunity, or their products or services. They're just focusing on helping people.
Yeah, being of service, I find, firstly, it makes you feel good, right? Everyone likes helping. When you have a product or a service that really solves a problem for somebody, then you're naturally more motivated.
Yeah.
If you're trying to sell something that you don't really believe in, it doesn't work so good, right?
Yeah.
I always say, if you want success, model success.
Exactly.
I really believe that is super, super important. And that's why I love these kind of business models, where it's already done for you, right?
Yeah.
It's super simple.
Yeah.
You don't need to spend months and months and months writing a business plan, figuring out your own marketing strategies, all this stuff. It's done for you, and it's super, super simple.
Yeah. You have the product or service in place for you. So you just choose the one that drives you and you feel confident that will help other people. Then the human resources, the finance, and the system part. I told you about the business success model. So that is sorted for you, except the human resource, because this is the only currency in network marketing you are using, your network, your contacts, your people you know. And the marketing and sales, you got that in place as well, and you got training provided by company and leaders who's already successful. Let's say if you purchase a franchise now, right, like today, Subway, do you know how much cost to purchase the brand Subway?
No idea.
Like $150,000 just to open a shop. And on top, you have to rent the place. You have to order all the stock to make those sandwiches. You have to employ someone if you don't want to work behind the till yourself. And then you have to sort out all the finances and do all the marketing and sales pitching for yourself as well. Because you just buy the brand and the model and you follow that. All the marketing sales you have to figure out yourself. All the system, how to automize and run it when you're not running it yourself, you have to figure it out. Everything in network marketing, you have everything except people. The only thing we need is contacts, people. Simple as that. Everything else company provides. Just be open, be willing to learn, and be coachable.
Okay, amazing. So if anyone's interested in starting their own business or talking more about network marketing, how can they find you?
Find me on Facebook, Instagram. I mean, just message me. I'll get back to you. We can have a chat. We can have a Skype call. We can meet in person if you live somewhere in London. Or maybe, I don't know, call me. Yeah.
Excellent. I like
lots
that
of different ways these days to contact people.
Something I know about you, because you're all over my social media, you're everywhere, you know, I know you've had a great couple of years, is your consistency. And you're always just constantly going for it. And as well, you invest in yourself a lot. I've seen that. You get great mentors, you get great coaches, you get these people who really push you.
Yeah.
So I know that's why you've been so successful, right?
Mm.
We're going to end very, very shortly. So just a couple of questions I want to ask before we round off. The first thing you taught us, what makes you stand out?
Well, obviously, it's my haircut. Now, to stand out, I would say that I'm questioning every time that something comes to me. I always question, is there a better way to do this? Mm. Is there a way that I could simplify this and help people to understand it much easier? Because if you can't simplify some things that a 10-year-old kid could understand, it's probably too hard for anyone else to understand. Mm. So try to simplify some things, because it's really easy to make simple things complex, but it's really hard to make complex things simple. Yeah. So I always ask how I can make it simple, and is there a better way to make this work?
Okay, amazing. And if there was one thing that you could share with the viewers right now, that if they implement it, will have a big impact in their lives, what would your one thing be?
I would say keep an open mind, because there's a saying, it works much, mind like a parachute, it works much better when it's open, right? And question yourself every day, constantly. Ask yourself questions about making every single decision. Does it serve me or does it not? Do I want this or do I need this? If you know what I mean. Like if you go to the shop and you're making choice between pack of crisps and an apple, just ask yourself, does crisp serve me or do I just want it? So an apple is a better choice, obviously, because it will serve you.
That's why you're in such good shape.
Yeah.
Okay, Vytautas, you've been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you so much. This has been the Standout Online Business Show. I hope to see you again for another episode very, very soon.